This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Water starts flowing out of burial lake in Tibet. Bhotikosi water level rises again. Security agencies involved in rescue and relief operations and people urged to remain on high alert and stay in safe places. Death toll from flash floods in Rosuwa and surrounding districts rises to 469. Nearly 2,400 people, including 644 foreign nationals remain missing. U.S. President Donald Trump pledges assistance to flood-hit Nepal, and U.S. President Trump signs executive order seeking to rename Lake Ontario as Lake America. Now the news in detail. Water has started flowing out of a burial lake formed near the confluence of the Chochen River and Paripu Sangpo River in Tibet of China, with a rise in the water level of the Bhotikosi River reported in Rosuwa. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority spokesperson Santi Mohate has also confirmed the rise in the Bhotikosi River's water level. However, she said there has been no significant increase in water flow towards Nepal so far. Mohat said the current water flow is about one-sixth the intensity of the recent flash flood. The authority is coordinating with other concerned agencies and continuously gathering information on the situation. Meanwhile, the Rosuwa District Administration and Nepal Police have urged people living along the riverbanks to remain alert and stay in safe locations. Nepal Police has issued a high alert after receiving information about another possible water flow from the Tibetan side. Police have urged security agencies involved in rescue and relief operations, as well as local residents, to remain on high alert and stay in safe places. The Chinese national broadcaster CCTV reported that the lake is located approximately 10 kilometers from Gurong Port and holds more than 2 million cubic meters of water. Chochen and Paripu Sangpo rivers originate in Tibet and flow into Nepal, joining the Bhotikosi Thrish Valley River system near Rasparguri. Meanwhile, Chinese authorities had temporarily suspended rescue operations near the Nepal-Tibet border amid fears that the rising water in the lake could trigger further flooding. The latest update from Chinese state media CCTV says rescue operations have now resumed. An overflow had occurred at the lake, with water initially trickling out. The overflow has since stopped, allowing rescue workers to prepare to return to the affected area. Hundreds of people remain missing in the Tibetan region as well, following the devastating landslides. The death toll from the devastating flash floods in Rosuwa and surrounding districts on Wednesday morning has risen to 469. According to Nepal Police, the highest number of deaths has been reported in Chitwan, where 178 bodies have been recovered. Similarly, 110 bodies have been recovered in Nawalparasi, Burdagat East, 44 in Gurkha, 37 in Nuakot, 33 in Dading, 28 in Tanu, 27 in Nawal Parasi Burdagat West, and 12 in Rosuwa. Nepal Police say 28 of its personnel remain missing following the disaster. Likewise, a total of 2,381 people, including 644 foreign nationals, remain unaccounted for following the devastating Bhotikosi flash floods, according to Nepal Police. Police said 127 Nepalese citizens who had traveled to Nepal from abroad are also missing. Among the 644 missing foreign nationals, 178 are Indian citizens. The missing also include 65 U.S. citizens, 53 Ukrainians, 51 Malaysians, 35 Australians, 33 British citizens, and 25 Canadians. Police said nationals from several other countries are also among those missing, including Singapore, Germany, Russia, South Africa, Latvia, Japan, New Zealand, France, Belgium, and Spain. Nepal Police spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General Abhinarayan Kaple said 1,545 people have so far been rescued. The Nepali army has rescued 350 workers and local residents who were trapped inside the tunnel of the Orpo Trisuli hydropower project in Rosra. They had been trapped inside the tunnel following the devastating Bhutukoshi River floods on Wednesday morning. The Nepali army said its personnel carried out the rescue operation despite adverse weather and difficult conditions that pose serious risk. The army said more than 100 people remain trapped inside the same tunnel, and efforts are underway to evacuate them safely. A team led by military officer Dr. Raj Bosnet from the No. 1 2nd Movement Tactical Headquarters in Trisuli has been deployed around the clock for the rescue operation. Several highways across the country have been blocked due to the Bhutukoshi flash floods and incessant rainfall. According to police headquarters, the Mugling Golsi and Mugling Narayangarh sections of the Prithvi Highway, Mitri Highway, Rukum West Beri Corridor, Pasang Lamu Highway and the Said Highway in Rolpa have been obstructed. Road Department spokesperson Subaraj Nivpane said the Golsi Bireni section of the Prithvi Highway has been brought into operation on a one-way basis since Thursday evening. Efforts are underway to clear around 700 meters of flood debris along the Maliku Galodi section. The Department of Roads said full vehicular movement along the Prithvi Highway would resume after the debris is cleared. The government has decided to deposit 1 month's salary and remuneration of the Prime Minister and all ministers in the Prime Minister's Natural Disaster Relief Fund. The decision was taken at a cabinet meeting held today at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbhar. The meeting also directed the Finance Ministry to prepare a relief and rehabilitation package for individuals and businesses affected by Wednesday's floods. U.S. President Donald Trump has pledged U.S. assistance to Nepal, which has suffered heavy loss of life and property from devastating floods and landslides. President Trump also expressed sorrow over the disaster and said the United States would provide all necessary assistance to Nepal. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of an executive order signing ceremony on Thursday, President Trump said his administration had contacted the government of Nepal and offered assistance.
We've offered any help that they need. You know, we have a very good relationship with Nepal, and that was mud and water as a mixture. Nobody's ever seen anything quite like that. We're very powerful, strong, you know, strong, well-built buildings were wiped out like they were toothpicks. That's a terrible thing. No, we are sending aid, and we've spoken to the leadership, and we let them know anything they want, we'll have. And there were 50, maybe 60 Americans over there. We haven't gotten the full list yet, but hopefully they're okay. But that looks like something that people will not be, somebody will be lost, unfortunately.
Earlier on Thursday, the U.S. State Department announced $500,000 in emergency assistance for flood-affected communities in Nepal. It will support emergency shelter, relief supplies, and water, sanitation, and hygiene services for communities affected by the floods. Meanwhile, U.S. officials are working to gather information about the safety and whereabouts of dozens of American citizens in the disaster-affected areas. Likewise, Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed sorrow over the loss of lives and property caused by the devastating Bhutukoshi flash floods in Nepal. In messages sent to President Ramchandra Podil and Prime Minister Balindu Shah, President Putin expressed condolences over the loss of lives and extensive destruction caused by mudslides and flash floods. He said Russia shared the grief of the Nepali people and conveyed sympathy to the bereaved families. President Putin also wished a speedy recovery to all those affected by the disaster, according to the Russian embassy in Kathmandu. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order seeking to rename Lake Ontario as Lake America. The move comes amid escalating trade tensions between the United States and Canada. Trade talks between the two countries collapsed last week, after which the U.S. imposed 50% tariffs on $20 billion worth of Canadian goods. Canada is said to introduce matching counter tariffs next month. According to the BBC, Trump said on Thursday that the name change was official and effective immediately, adding that his administration had filed the necessary paperwork to rename the lake, which lies between the United States and Canada. However, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney rejected the move, saying the lake is and will remain known as Lake Ontario. Carney noted that the name Lake Ontario dates back more than 400 years, predating both the formation of the Canadian Confederation and the U.S. Declaration of Independence. Trump has repeatedly threatened to rename the lake on social media amid the ongoing trade dispute. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. Moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Tarai and Himalayan regions and at many places in the hilly regions of the country. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, the hilly region of Karnali and Sudupasim provinces, and the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Water starts flowing out of Barrier Lake in Tibet. Vortigo Sea water level rises again. Security agencies involved in rescue and relief operations and people urged to remain on high alert and stay in safe places. Death toll from flash floods in Rosswe and surrounding districts rises to 469. Nearly 2,400 people, including 644 foreign nationals, remain missing. U.S. President Donald Trump pledges assistance to flood-hit Nepal, and U.S. President Trump signs executive orders seeking to rename Lake Ontario as Lake America. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.